Antiviral strategies. Mice raised experimentally without a microbiome can't survive in the real world outside of a sterile environment, and neither can germ-free humans. Bacteria in your gut are involved in every step of your immune response and employ specific strategies to protect you from viral infections. The most important way your gut bacteria protect you is by regulating your immune system to make sure you have the appropriate response when you encounter a virus. Since most of your immune system is in your digestive tract, it's not surprising that your immune response is heavily influenced by the number and diversity of your microbes. Gut bacteria train your immune system how and when to respond to threats, turning up the response to fight invading viruses or turning it down in situations where overshooting the mark and recruiting too many immune cells could lead to excess inflammation and organ damage, the deadly cytokine storm we've become so familiar with during the COVID pandemic. An intact and healthy complement of gut bacteria is therefore not only beneficial, but also necessary for that Goldilocks immune equilibrium, a response that's robust enough to clear viruses, but not so active that it ends up doing more harm than good. Another antiviral strategy of gut bacteria is creating a physical barrier that blocks viruses from penetrating deeper into your body. Viruses literally have to wade through a dense army of bacteria, plus their surrounding web of mucus and the epithelial gut lining, to penetrate common entry points like your nose, mouth, gastrointestinal tract, and lungs. A compromised microbiome weakens that physical barrier, creating cracks that allow viruses to seep through, gain access to your internal organs, and run amok in your body. Deploying chemical weapons against viruses is another way your microbes protect you. When confronted with a viral threat, gut bacteria trigger your immune cells to release virus-repelling substances called interferons, so named because they interfere with viruses and keep them from multiplying. Interferons are proteins that are part of your natural artillery against viruses. They notify your immune system when harmful germs or cancer cells are in your body, and they recruit killer immune cells to fight those invaders. Common gut bacteria like Bacteroides fragilis and other commensals in your digestive system are the ones that raise the alarm and stimulate immune cells in the walls of your intestines to release interferons and other chemical weapons. Here's an example of how it works. The very contagious rotavirus causes a diarrheal illness that kills 500,000 children each year. But when antiviral proteins from specific gut bacteria are injected into mice suffering from rotavirus, they successfully halt the infection. Not surprisingly, we see almost 5 times higher rates of rotavirus and more severe infection in children who have recently been treated with antibiotics and are missing some of those crucial protective bacteria. The same mechanism of bacterial protection is also true for other viruses like influenza, with increased susceptibility and worse symptoms when antibiotics precede the viral illness. In order for viruses to infect a cell, they need to attach to specific receptor sites, also called binding sites, on the cell membrane. They accomplish this through special attachment proteins in their protective shell that surround the virus's genetic material. In the case of SARS-CoV-2, those now famous spike proteins bind to ACE2 receptors that predominate in our lungs and gastrointestinal GI tract. The ability of a virus to attach to a specific receptor determines what cells it can infect, which is why we see so many respiratory and GI symptoms with COVID. Bacteria like Lactobacillus outsmart viruses like coronavirus by competing for the same binding sites, which interferes with the ability of the virus to bind to their receptors. Without that binding, the virus can't enter cells in your body and cause illness. And that's why we need lots of helpful bacteria like Lactobacillus around.